Letter number 29 to Mother General of the Daughters of the Divine Zeal. Fiat and Voluntate Dei. My good Reverend Mother General, today is the sacred day of Ascension, the name of which you carry, and I feel the duty, although I am the least among all, to send you my sincere and affectionate wishes. But what wishes can I give you? I wouldn't know what else to wish you, other than that dear Jesus may make facts correspond to the name he gave you. That is to say, that he may take each one of your acts within himself and bring it to heaven, so making all your life a continuous ascension, like many conquests that sweet Jesus takes from earth to heaven, and like the triumph of his love in which your life must be consumed. To live in order to be consumed in love is the most beautiful act, which, putting us on the stake of love, consumes us with Jesus and makes his life rise within us. But this is not enough, most dear mother. If I don't let my divine fiat act, therefore, I send it to you with all my heart, and I pray that it may pronounce its omnipotent fiat in the center of your soul and create its life within it, nourish it, carry you always in its arms of light, and that it may pronounce its fiat in every action you do and form in it its heaven, the most beautiful stars, the brightest sun, in order to make the most adorned room in which to reign and form its first kingdom. My mother, he always gives something to do to those who live in his divine volition. He lets not one of our acts escape him without animating it, molding it, investing it, caressing it with his creative virtue. These are the best wishes I can send you, and I want you to accept them so that the divine will may fulfill the wishes I am sending you with all my heart. I commend myself very much to your prayers. Louisa Picaretta. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. You know, many times Louisa Picaretta, she complained with our Lord, to our Lord Jesus, that she said so many missionaries, so many religious, that they go different places and they do so much, and here I am in this bed, I could do so much. And then our Lord Jesus says, don't worry, you are doing more than all of them together, combined. You read sometimes those passages, you get a sense that she wants to be out there teaching. And who will imagine that 159 years later, she will still be teaching through these letters that she was writing. So in this letter that she sends to this superior, to Mother Superior, in the day of the Assumption, what she says, that to live in order to be consumed in love is the most beautiful act. To live in order to be consumed. In love is the most beautiful act. I don't know if she read the Gospels. Certainly, probably she didn't have to, because just by receiving all this knowledge from our Lord Jesus, just by being able just to be infused with so much knowledge and understanding, she probably understood the Gospels and even more. She didn't have probably the need to read those, because this sounds almost like the Gospel. When our Lord Jesus says that there is not a more beautiful act than to of love than to give your life for others. And to live in the divine will, basically this is what you do. Because everybody receives. That's why this is the true martyrdom, the martyrdom of all martyrdoms. Because to live in union with the divine will is to die to your human will at every moment and to be consumed by the life of Jesus operating in you. To be consumed, your will to be consumed, to decrease. So your will decreasing, as John the Baptist, I must decrease so that he can increase. So now I must decrease in my human will so that his divine will may increase in me. The Catechism in number 49 says the following. It says that without the Creator, the creature vanishes. Here we can interpret that without the human will operating in us, the creature vanishes. And this is what has happened. This is what has happened in us. When Luisa Picaretta writes to this Reverend Mother, she also says about Jesus, he lets no one of our acts escape him without animating it, molding it, investing it, cursing it with his creative virtue. This is very important, creative virtue. What does it mean that he makes it anew? He makes it, is your act, so by nature is a human act because we have a human will. And with his creative power, of his creative virtue, he takes it and he makes it anew, his own basically. So basically our acts, they are forms, and he's able to operate through these acts. Imagine the host during Mass. Before the consecration, they are simple hosts, simple bread. But the real presence can only descend the real presence, the presence descends as many times as many hosts are contained in the pattern. If we have 100 hosts, we have 100 times the presence, the real presence. He's able to multiply himself, to bilocate himself. That's the correct word. To bilocate himself 100 times. Of course, you break those hosts in 1,000 pieces, he's able to bilocate himself 1,000 times. So now, let's put that example with our arts. Our Lord Jesus is able to bilocate himself as many times as you give him permission in your acts. So you don't give your will, he's not able to operate, he's not able to bilocate through those acts because he doesn't have permission. And his created virtue is not able to invest and mold and animate your acts. So basically we can say those are wasted acts. But the creative powers in other parts of the Book of Heaven, he also uses the word regenerative virtue, to regenerate, to make anew. So basically, our acts, they are forms that he takes and he's able to operate through those. But in the essence, they are human because we are human, but he takes them and then that's why he says with the creative virtue, with the generative virtue, he's able to mold them and make them anew. So you see, Luisa Picarreta, through these writings that are not part of the private revelation because these are her personal correspondence with people, she wanted to be a missionary and to teach. And we see that she, through her personal letters, is teaching us also. So this letter that she intended for this Reverend Mother and probably for her to teach to the sisters in her convent, a little that she knew that one day we will be reading her letters and that she will be teaching not only the Reverend Mothers of the Daughters of the Divine Seal, but also priests and lay people and men and women all over the place. From Florida all the way to Ireland and New York and all those places. So it's the same with us. Once we learn how to live in this way, and once we have the conviction, we have to have the faith and the conviction, the belief that what our Lord Jesus is saying is really true. Especially you parents or grandparents, you have children or grandchildren, you start teaching this to the children, they will remember one day. Probably, again, Luisa, probably she never imagined that one day, like again, like 150 years later, we will be reading these writings. Is the same impact that you can do with your children and your grandchildren. You teach them simple things, how to operate in this way, to give your will to Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I give you my will. And immersing yourselves in the divine will. So many people, sometimes they think also that to live in this way is a burden because we are constantly saying, you gotta read, you gotta read. You gotta offer your acts. You have to offer your will to the Lord. But if you understand what our Lord Jesus says in John 17, that eternal life consists of knowing God. Every time you read the Book of Heaven, every time you read even these letters of Luisa Picaretta, when you read sacred scriptures, you basically are doing what you are gonna do one day in heaven. But with the difference that here you are receiving merit. And over there you are not gonna be able to receive any merit. And here your acts are able to impact everybody. That's why to live in this way is also is really to be consumed by love. Because everybody receives, everybody gets affected. The souls in purgatory, even those who are not here yet. There is one part in the Book of Heaven that says that when you do the acts in union with the divine will is like shining a light towards the path in the future for those who will come. And then for those who have gone before us, also is like going back and shining a light for them. So everybody receives. I'm trying to find out passage in the catechism where the church tells us that when we read about the doctrine, about the word of God, that also increase our capacity to receive, let me see. If I can find that passage that I can share with you. Well, I don't have it here right now. I have to give it next time to you, but next time I'll give it to you. You have to remind me. But through these writings, through these letters, we have to trying to also grow in this understanding of what does it mean to live in the divine will, to be united with our Lord through His will and with His will, and to be convinced that this is what our Lord wants to give us, that this is it, this is the crowning of the whole thing, that everything has been a preparation for this moment. And we are so blessed that we are living in this time, that we have these writings and the church has opened the door for us to read these books. You have to see it in that way too, that this is the work of the church, because if the church have not released these writings, if these writings were contained, then we will not have the ability to be able to read this and to grow in the knowledge and understanding of what does it mean to live in the divine will. So, as Luisa says, don't let any of your acts escape and make yourselves a saint. Each one of you. That's what we are called to do. That's the universal call to holiness for all of us. So with that, let's finish today and let us pray in the same way our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.